This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The top stories happening in Houston.
This is what's trending in Texas.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show. My name is George. Over there is Mo and Eric with K. And we're just getting the day started out. As a matter of fact, coming up in just about 10 minutes, we got jury duty. You can be part of that. Tell us your opinions to help us get our verdict. That's just about 10 minutes away. And at 5:52 this morning, we have a chance for you to take $100 on Mo Knows Country. And then, of course, a little good news to get your morning started. The 610 Amen is coming up in just a moment here on 100.3 The Bull. How you doing, Mo?
Wonderful. How about yourself?
What's your hat say? One espresso martini, please.
I don't ask for much.
That's all you need. First thing in the morning is an espresso.
Now I want an espresso martini.
Yeah.
Eric with a K is also here. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, George.
Let's talk about also a couple of chances to win today. We have tickets to 10-Man Jam. 10-Man Jam earlier than ever. It's going to be on Veterans Day. We felt like it was appropriate to put it on Veterans Day. And so we've moved it up about a month from when it normally happens. So might want to readjust your clock because we're just about 3 weeks away from our 10-Man Jam concert, and you got to get your tickets, all right? We'll give you a chance to do that. First chance, 6:20, then 7:20, and 8:20 this morning. But right now, let's get you started with what's trending here in Texas. Here are the top three stories in Texas this morning.
Number three.
George, have you been comet hunting?
I have not.
No?
What's that mean?
The moon this morning is what I was looking at. But then yeah. I got on the headlines, and I see Comet A3. Apparently, Sunday was the first chance to watch and get a glimpse of this in the Houston area. And several people did. The pictures are really cool. But you got to find a viewing location with an unobstructed view to the west. So no trees, buildings. So good luck with that. It's like 45 minutes after sunset. So maybe we might be alive still then.
Maybe I'll come out to your house.
Yes, that's a good idea.
Number two.
Tonight is the Texas debate. Senator Ted Cruz versus Congressman Colin Allred.
Oh, yeah.
It's their first and only debate. In the polls, it's a tight race, but what we're seeing in the TV commercials, I call it brutal, I think.
Yeah.
If you're interested, KTOU11 is where you can watch that tonight at 7 p.m.
And the top story trending in Texas.
We matched our record yesterday. All-time heat record for the month of October.
What?
I know. We go from sweating to sweaters tomorrow, but today, temperatures climbing to the mid to upper 90s again, likely breaking another record high before that cold front arrives tomorrow.
Yeah, I saw the record high for today is like 92, and it's supposed to, they forecast like 96 today.
Yeah.
What? Yesterday was crazy.
Yeah. Yes.
It was like a little Indian summer kind of heat back into it. And that what they, I just call it summer here in Houston.
Summer.
So, that's what's trending here in Texas. The top three things you're going to be hearing about all day today, all powered by our good friends at Bayway Jeep in Pasadena.
Good morning.
Can I get a amen?
Time for some good news.
This is the time of the morning that we get together and celebrate a little good news. And what did the Bible teach us? Back when you were in Bible school, all that kind of stuff, Sunday school, Mo, Eric, what did the Bible teach us about when two or more are gathered in my name, right? Well, there was a gathering this past week. The Woodlands Methodist School made a big impact at the Gathering Place, which is a place that supports families affected by Alzheimer's and dementia. Mm. It seems that the Woodlands Methodist School has a partnership with the Gathering Place where each month they bring a different age group of students to perform uplifting songs for the patients at the gathering place. Huh. They say the smiles that light up the faces of everyone who attends are just off the charts. The tradition showcases kind of the power of the compassion and the connection between the generations, because as I said, every month is a different age group, from the little ones all the way up to high school. And each visit, the students say they get more out of it, they think, than the gathering place. Mm. So wherever you are this morning, in the kitchen or in the car, can we celebrate a little good news with the Woodlands Methodist School and the gathering place? Can I get an amen this morning?
Amen.
That's the way it works. We love highlighting good news stories that are going on in our area. If you have something you think you'd love to share, 713-881-5500, and you could be our next amen here on The Bull.
Still to come on The Morning Bullpen.
All right, we got 10 incredible country music artists, including Chris Jansen, Dustin Lynch, Bailey Zimmerman, all going to be at 10-Man Jam. It's just about 3 weeks away. We have your first chance to win tickets. That happens at 6:20. Don't go anywhere. Keep it here for your chance to win on The Bull.
Weather.
You love Bailey Zimmerman. You get a chance to win your way into 10-Man Jam. That comes up at 7:20. That's our next ticket tag here on 100.3 The Bull. I spent my entire evening last night researching bed and breakfast places in Maine. Now you're asking yourself, George, why would you need a little B&B in Maine?
I don't know. It doesn't really surprise me about you.
Yeah,
it's
sure.
Something you would
do. Travel a lot.
I'm going to go like lobstering or something.
So we're having to totally redo the honeymoon for my son, who's getting married in 3 weeks.
Wait, what?
The wedding's in 3 weeks. I don't. Where were they going?
So they were going to go to Florida. They were going to go to a little area, Longboat Key, which is just outside of Sarasota.
Yeah.
What just happened in Florida?
Yeah.
A hurricane.
And we found out over the weekend that the place they were going to, the place that they had all fixed up for their honeymoon, is not even open now.
No.
Yeah, it got really hit by the hurricane. So all of a sudden, we're scrambling.
Okay.
And it's like, okay, Florida, probably not the place you want to go.
Wait, but why Maine?
Yeah.
So they decided.
Very different.
They decided, no, here, it actually makes sense.
Okay,
so they wanted to be on the beach in Florida.
Okay.
So they're going to be on the beach, waterfront in Maine.
They'll be waterfront.
Yeah, yeah.
That's very different.
Very different, but they're also then going to spend a few days, like, up in, like, the fall colors, if you will.
Okay.
In Maine.
Okay.
So,
romantic.
Yeah, just throwing leaves at each other. We're married now.
We're married now.
Let's frolic.
But it's like this.
Maine.
I mean,
okay. We got to recalculate.
Yeah,
right.
Wow.
It's like this honeymoon disaster, and now all of a sudden we're scrambling. And, I mean, it's only like a 2-week notice to book a place in Maine during fall color season.
Oh, yeah, about that. Prices are probably a little elevated.
Yeah, I think Daddy's going to pay a high price for that.
So I've been going, what about the Motel 6?
I hear Houston's beautiful this time of year.
I said, look, you can come down, you can be on the coast here. But yeah, so.
Somebody's going to have to do some more auctions.
It's been just a little bit stressful because, I mean, honeymoon's not the biggest part of all this.
But it's
obviously
important. It's a celebration after getting through the wedding.
Yeah.
And,
Did you have a good honeymoon? I mean, you didn't take a honeymoon.
I didn't get to have one because of COVID.
You didn't?
Got married on New Year's Eve, so going into 20, right? Is that right?
Yeah. Okay.
And then we had to wait till after rodeo to get through rodeo season, because that's like our busiest time of year. And that's when the world shut down.
Oh.
So we never went on a honeymoon.
You've never been on one?
No.
You've never done a makeup honeymoon?
No.
Oh, can we book that?
Yeah.
Can we all go on your honeymoon?
Let's go.
What about you, Eric? What was your honeymoon like?
Oh, ours was great. We went to Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to Spain.
Oh, really?
Yes, we ended up in Spain. Spain is a party place. People don't tell you that when they book it.
I think there's a song about that, actually.
And so we went to, not Ibiza or Ibiza,
right,
whatever you
that's
call
not
it.
Where you went.
We went to a different island.
Oh.
But it turns out people, like, Ibiza so yesterday. So they came to the island that we were at.
Okay.
And we ended up at a paint rave party with a boa constrictor around our necks.
Yeah.
What?
With just just, I mean, I can't even tell you the craziness that was happening. We go, what just happened?
That's amazing.
I don't know if it was amazing.
I don't know if it's the same as level that George is looking for, though.
You know, here's what I want to know. 713-881-5500. I want to know your disaster stories on your honeymoon. Because when Deanna and I got married, we went to the Carolina coast.
Okay.
We went to the beach as well. And the first night, we take a bottle of champagne, and we go down on the beach, and we're going to pop the bottle of champagne and, you know, start the celebration. And there was like an infestation of sand fleas, which is really common in Carolina.
Okay.
And we were eaten alive. I mean, it was like the worst night ever. And it's the first night of honeymoon, and we're trying to figure out how to make this work.
There's a song about that, too.
713-881-5500. Hang on. Let's get a quick call here. Aww. You give us your calls right now, but we want to hear your story.
Nat's on the phone. Nat, tell us your story.
Hey, how's it going? My wife and I honeymooned in Estes Park, Colorado, and we had a two-part honeymoon, and we backpacked for the first portion of it, and we ended up having to leave, you know, early, and didn't have our room set up yet for our where we were going to stay, so we ended up, we're like, we'll just sleep in the car tonight, so we're walking around little Estes Park, and during that time, we somehow lost the keys to the car.
Oh, no.
And it's a rental car, of course. So call the rental company. They say they're going to send somebody up from Denver. So that's like a 4-hour type of wait. And we ended up sleeping in the police station that night because we had no place to stay.
Oh.
Okay, no. Usually when you sleep in the police station, it's for fun reasons.
Yeah.
Right.
I love it. Thank you, man, for sharing that.
All right, no problem at all. Thank you.
All right, we want to know, what's your honeymoon story? How did honeymoon get ruined? We want to know your honeymoon disaster. 713-881-5500 now. Download the Odyssey app today. Listen to 100.3 The Bull on the app, and you have a shot at $5,000. All the details are up right now at thebullhouston.com. Got to reconfigure a honeymoon? Is that... That's because it's not canceled or anything.
Right, sure.
We're just reconfiguring a honeymoon.
Not for yourself, for your son.
My son's getting married in just a couple of weeks, and they were going to go to Florida. And now it's got to all change. We were all talking about our honeymoon disasters. Mo didn't get one. Eric had a boa constrictor around his neck somewhere in Spain.
Yeah, I barely. That night was just the wildest thing I've ever been through.
That's a whole different topic that we've got to bring up sometime. Mine, we got absolutely eaten alive by sand fleas on the Carolina coast when we were over there for our honeymoon, Deanna and I. So we wanted to know, what are your crazy honeymoon stories? 713-881-5500 is the number this morning.
Michael is on the phone in Cleveland. Michael, tell us your story.
So we went to Colorado for a week a few years back, and the very last night, me and my wife got a little liquored up, and I woke up at about 4 or 5 a.m., and whenever we first got there, we went and bought a bunch of Gatorades. Well, this is our last night. We're down to our last Gatorade that's in the refrigerator. And I woke up, didn't even look at what it was, took a big old chug and swig out of it. And it's this cucumber Gatorade and stuff. The next thing you know, I'm throwing up all over the floor in our honeymoon room. And, oh, man, it turned into a mess.
Cucumber Gatorade? I don't think I've ever heard of that.
Yeah, I'll never, ever try it again. That much I know.
Bill's on the phone. And Katie, Bill, tell us the crazy thing about your honeymoon.
Well, at our wedding reception, my wife, turns out she was allergic to the flowers in her bouquet. So her brother, who is a doctor, gave her a really strong antihistamine so she could hear what people were saying and not have a runny nose.
Oh, and?
By the time we left the reception, she was pretty much a corpse.
Yeah. How did that work out for
you,
sir?
Knocked her out completely. That was an interesting evening. Yeah.
And she's pretty much been a corpse the rest of your relationship.
Just lay there, no, sweetie.
She perked up after that.
Okay. All right, Bill. All right. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it.
Right.
Weird things about your honeymoon. You can message us anytime. Just text us 713-881-5500.
Still to come on the Morning Bullpen.
All right, do you love the state of Texas? I don't care where you're from. If you're here and you love the state of Texas, then you're going to be on jury duty with us this morning, okay? We have a daily dilemma that we want to talk to you about. It's coming up about 7:05. We do jury duty. Your opinion helps us get our verdict. So get ready for that. Jury duty just ahead here on the Morning Bullpen.
You got a fast car. And I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make some.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Something, me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just across the border and into the city. And you and I can both get jobs. Finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. You live with a bottle, that's the way it is. Said his body's too old for working. Body's too young to look like his. So mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said somebody's gotta take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision.
Time for the Morning Bullpen's jury duty. Just solving the world's daily dilemmas here. And this debate started with a group of friends who were having a debate about what is the best thing about Texas. Now, here's the thing. Whether you were born here or whether you've recently moved here or you've lived here for years and years, it's a debate that goes on.
It is.
Texans love to talk about Texas.
Yes.
So the debate came up, and we kind of distilled it down into one single question, Mo.
And that question for jury duty today is, which is more Texas, Whataburger or Buc-ee's?
Mm-hmm. We just feel like tearing our audience apart today. We're just making enemies out of each other, I think, really, is what we're aiming.
Is that what we're trying to go
for? Yeah.
So here's where I come down on this.
Okay, please tell me.
I love a good Buc-ee's stop, don't get me wrong.
Yeah. Sure.
But Whataburger, for me, when I moved here years ago, that's when I knew I was in Texas.
Oh, wow.
Because at that time, that's where you got Whataburger. And it's like the first time that I had, you know, jalapeno. You could have found out that I could get jalapenos on the cheeseburger. It was life-changing. So I would have, for me at least, it would be Whataburger.
Okay, I'm basing it off of when I am telling someone about coming to visit or if I'm making them like a welcome package or sending them something from Texas, it's always Buc-ee's.
Eric?
Yeah, see, the world has caught on to Whataburger. The thing is that when you are driving through the great state of Texas, you always base your stops on
Buc-ee's.
No, yeah, I get it.
I don't know.
That's why this is a hard argument.
Hard. Yeah, I don't
this
know.
That's why it is so difficult. Chris is on the telephone. He's our first juror this morning. Chris, it says you were born in Virginia, but you've been here since you were five. How old are you?
I'm 39.
Okay, so you've been here a while, brother.
Yes, sir.
Answer the question on jury duty.
Oh, thank you. Chris is in Alvin. Which is more Texas, Whataburger or Buc-ee's?
Ooh, this is a tough one. Y'all came up with a tough one.
That's hard. I'm sorry. Thank you for being here, though.
This is hard.
You got to pick one.
I'm going to say personal experience is Whataburger.
Okay.
Because
okay.
When I talk to friends and people out of state, we don't talk about missing Buc-ee's. I love Buc-ee's, don't get me wrong, but it's always about missing the food.
Hey, missing Whataburger.
All right, okay.
Right. Honey butter chicken biscuit, again, it's life-changing, and I'm with you on that one. All right, so one vote for Whataburger this morning. Chair number two, Eric.
In Humble, that's Terry. Hey, Terry. You have been here, Hello. What, 3 years, it looks like. Which is more Texas, Whataburger or Buc-ee's?
For me, I'm a foodie. It's got to be Whataburger.
Whataburger.
Wow.
Whataburger okay. Right there. Yes.
Just for the record, there's 14 of them in New Mexico, 45 of them in Oklahoma, 45 in Florida.
You
there's 37
Jared.
In
You're
Arizona.
To jury number three. That's Jared in Atascocita. Hey, Jared. Which is more Texas, Whataburger or Buc-ee's?
I gotta go with the Buc-ee's, man. It's definitely more Texas.
Okay.
It's in more Texas. By the way, my wedding ring is from Buc-ee's.
Oh, wow.
I lost my wedding band, so I got my wedding ring at Buc-ee's.
You get everything at Buc-ee's. I'm
good on both of them. Juror number four, Randy is in Magnolia. Born and raised in Texas. Randy, question is, which is more Texas, Buc-ee's or Whataburger?
What a burger.
Wow.
There we go.
Hands down. I lived out of state when I was in the military, and when my friend came to visit, she literally brought me the ketchup because it's so good, and I missed it so much.
What state did you live in?
We were in Illinois.
Okay, Illinois does not have any Whataburgers.
There's
okay.
a Whataburger there. So, Randy, let us say thank you for your service, yes. First of all. Yeah, we appreciate
ketchup.
That.
Yes.
And spicy ketchup forever.
Yes,
that's
fair.
yes.
All right, final juror this morning, Whataburger or Buc-ee's is what we're talking about.
John's on the phone in Spring, born a Texan, so you know. Which is more Texas, John, Whataburger or Buc-ee's?
That's a tough one, but I'd have to go with Whataburger.
Very nice. Wow.
Right. That's right. And also, when I first came here, John, I was taught how to say it. You say Whataburger, not Whataburger.
Right.
You say Whataburger.
Whataburger.
You just kind of put it all together there. John, thank you. All right, Mo.
Nice.
So here we go. Jury, final jury verdict this morning.
Which is more Texas, Whataburger or Buc-ee's? And the answer, Whataburger.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Wave that orange flag.
I'm just saying.
We love them both. We love them both the same. They're like our babies.
It's jury duty. We do it every morning. A lot of times, I just want to say, not as controversial as this.
That's true. It's jury duty
every morning right here on The Bull. Now, coming up, we have a chance for you to get into 10-Man Jam. It's coming up on November 11th. We're less than 3 weeks away. Bailey Zimmerman's going to be there. Dustin Lynch is going to be there. Chris Jansen's going to be there. And you can win your way in. 720. We'll play Ticket Tag here on The Bull. Download the Odyssey app. Listen to 100.3 The Bull. And you could win $5,000. It's as simple as that. You want to find out more about it? All you have to do is go to The Bull Houston. All the details are up on our Facebook and webpage. Time to find out what Eric's going to create today. Eric has the talent to take phone call suggestions from you and turn them into a song all in 10 minutes, but it all starts with you and your suggestions.
Miss Amy's on the phone in Santa Fe. Hey, sister, what would you like Eric to sing about?
The different flavored potato chips.
Wait a minute, you called a week or so ago, didn't you?
Yes, okay. They have the Rudy Tooty fresh.
Yes, yeah. You like the pickle chip.
And Amy, I want to test your dedication. I want to see how many times you can call back and suggest potato chips.
He's so kind.
He's trying to tell you no.
Thank you, Amy. I appreciate it. Let's go to Faye in Houston.
Okay.
Faye, good morning. What do you want Eric to sing about today?
Okay, I want Eric to sing about how hard it is to get into y'all's phone line. I won tickets 2 years ago to 10-Man Jam. I woke up with 102 fever because I'm a school nurse and some of my sweet babies inoculated me.
Fair. They do that, don't they?
And you didn't get to go to 10-Man Jam 2 years ago?
No, I had my outfit and everything. I invited my girlfriend to go. And then I wake up with strep throat.
Oh, my gosh. Faye, nice. You know what? I have some great news for you. You know what it is?
What?
We have another chance to win coming up at 8:20 this morning.
And there's a full list of ticket stops at thebullethouston.com.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they've, exactly, Mo. So you can find all the information there. 713-881-5500.
Stacy's on the phone in League City. Hey, Stacy, what should I sing about today?
I would really love for you to sing about moms and dads. Just celebrate some moms and dads.
Oh, just like, I'm not sure I'm understanding this. Just moms and dads in general?
Yeah. Well, I'm just feeling like this needs a feel-good twist. And my parents just celebrated their 40th wedding anniversary.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, there we go. Now we're talking.
I didn't know if you were a mom or dad and wanted a song about you. But if it's about your parents, that's really precious.
Actually, we do a lot of parenting songs from the parents' perspective. But we don't just say, we love you, mom and dad. Maybe
that's
we should
true.
Do that.
We don't do it the other way. That's right. Yeah.
All right. That's a really good topic. Thank you.
Well, and congratulations to your mom and dad. What are their names?
Blake and Mary.
Cute. Got it. Thank you so much for the suggestion.
Yeah, thank you.
Kenneth is in Livingston. Kenneth, what do you want Eric to sing about today?
Well, in honor of Halloween upcoming, I think we should do a song regarding those Halloween movie books, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah, like the scary movies at Halloween, like Friday the 13th and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. That's not a bad suggestion.
It's that time of year for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you got some good ones to pick from today, Eric.
We have a couple.
He hates chips.
But I think, honestly, I think everybody text your mom and your dad if they are alive and well and they can get the Odyssey app and listen. Let's do a song for all the moms and dads, for our moms and dads. So, Mo, you text your parents, okay?
They're alive and well.
Isn't your mom coming to town?
Always.
Yeah.
She loves texting.
Juju, we can't wait to see you.
Juju, love you.
We love you. All right, moms and dad songs. We got a special song. Well, we'll hear how special it is. I don't know what he's going to create.
Right?
Eric is going to create a song. How about that? Moms and dads. And you want to hear it. Your moms and dads will want to hear it. Let them know. Text them. Let them know. 10-Minute Tune is coming up next here on The Bull. I don't think I was... It's Morning Bullpen. I don't think I was being mean. I don't think I was... Mo thinks I was mean earlier.
I think you're just honest and it came off wrong to some people.
I am getting lots of text messages that I was mean. Can we talk about this in 20 minutes?
Sure.
Whether I was right or wrong,
I'm
we'll talk in 20
talk
minutes. Find
that.
Out if I was mean or not here on the Morning Bullpen.
Woo!
It's time to find out what Eric has created this morning on our 10-minute tune. You know how this works. Eric takes a phone call from you. If he likes it, he goes out and he writes a song and he comes back and performs it here on the show. And our suggestion this morning was...
It came from Stacy in League City.
I would really love for you to sing about moms and dads. Just celebrate some moms and dads.
Okay. All right. So moms and dads, and that seemed to get Eric... Who's a little emotional. He's always
emotional. Always
emotional,
yes.
But let's see what he's written for us this morning about moms and dads.
Hey, friend.
10 minutes.
Hello.
How are you feeling?
By the way, you slammed the door, and Sean Pendergast from Sports Radio 610 was just looking at you. He thought you were mad at us.
No. I just had to rush back in here because I want to pay tribute.
Oh, yes.
You know, honorable tribute to all our moms and dads. This is going to be a very honest look at parenting. It's a very simple song in the style of Barney.
Like
the purple dinosaur. Wow. Okay, this is a flashback on our 10-minute tune today.
I love you. You raised me. You were stressed like 93% of the time. You yelled and I threw fits, but your mom hugs are my favorite.
Okay, let's do the dads now.
I love you, my dad day. You showed me how men should be. Stuff all your feelings way, way deep, 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 deep down. But hey, at least you stuck around.
Oh my gosh.
Eric, are you okay?
Stacy in Lake City is so mad that she ever called our show.
Thanks, Dad.
She asked you for a sweet, sweet song.
Hey, hey. Didn't your dad teach you to just shove it all down?
And he stuck around.
Somehow I feel like we just went through a therapy session.
You need to lay down, put your feet up,
Eric? For the world. For the world. Here's the thing, though. There's probably a lot of people that would like to share that song with their parents.
See?
If you are one of those people, you can download it every day off of our podcast. The easiest way to find our podcast, download the Audacy app, AUDACY. And when you get the Audacy app downloaded, search for the Morning Bullpen, like our podcast, and that way you'll get a notification every day when Eric creates a song like that on the 10-minute tune. All right, we'll get to whether or not I was rude, okay? Whether or not I was absolutely mean. We'll get to that in just a second. But can I say how much I love that Chris Jansen song? I do. And by the way, Chris Jansen, of all the artists that are coming for 10-Man Jam, he's probably the one that I'm looking forward to seeing again. I've seen Chris Jansen. Let me just check. Bailey Zimmerman, L. King, Jackson. I've probably seen Chris Jansen more than any other artist on our lineup.
Oh, wow. Okay. And you're still most excited about
him. He's an incredible performer. As a matter of fact, his song, Good Vibes, is like my theme song.
We all have a damn good time. I'm getting them good vibes. I'm having this good life. I'm breathing on.
Everybody always talks about buy a boat or fix a drink or whatever, but that's a song for me, for Chris Jansen. Anyway, he's going to be here at 10-Man Jam, and evidently I was rude earlier when I was talking about 10-Man Jam.
Oh, jeez.
Yep.
Mo's been having to... I am sorry for this. She has been having to answer all of the text messages.
I'm used to this. It's always something, but this was intense. If y'all remember, we had a sweet lady named Faye. Mm. She called in earlier to suggest a 10-minute tune, and she said that ticket tag is very hard.
Yeah.
And she really, really, really wants to win these 10-man jam tickets.
And then George goes, in typical George fashion, Faye, I've got great news for you. Mm-hmm. You could win next hour.
That is great news.
You felt her heart just drop, George.
What, did I say anything that was not true?
No.
No, you spoke only the truth.
Wait,
you just did it in a way that made her hopeful.
George and I like facts. Eric likes feelings.
Yes, I love them. Give me all those sweet, sweet feelings.
As a matter of fact, I think it's all of Eric. The people that like Eric best on the show, I think they're the ones that are texting in.
They are. It's true, and I'm texting them back.
Hey, hey, you do not shame people for their feelings.
I bet Faye has feelings. If I was mean to you, Hang on. Faye's on the phone. Let me go to you.
I called her back.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay. They're telling me punch in line four.
Please.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hey, sister.
What is this, George? Oh, hey, George.
Hey, Faye.
Faye, you let him have it.
Look, you set me up.
I did not.
Yes, you did. You asked me what my number was, and you made me think I was going to win tickets. Mm-hmm. I cannot help it if I got sick.
Yeah.
So let me just recap. Faye won tickets 2 years ago. First time ever for 10-Man Jam. She won tickets 2 years ago. And then she's a nurse at a school.
Yes.
And she got sick. She got strep throat. She woke up with 102 fever and didn't get to go to 10-Man Jam that day. So, Faye, I can't qualify it like that. Faye, I apologize.
There you go.
Aww.
Do you feel better, Faye?
I've never gotten one of those, Faye. How's it feel?
It feels great, and I appreciate it.
Aww,
and
see?
I'll be listening at 8:15.
Okay.
Or 8:20.
Right. Yes,
you know what, Faye? You don't have to listen at 8:15. Because there are ticket stops you can go to
George!
There you go. There's options.
Knock it off!
We do appreciate you listening. Listen all day long.
Faye.
Ticket tag.
I'm sorry. I apologize for him.
What is going on?
Faye, let me say this, Faye.
What?
Let me take two of my personal tickets and give to you so that you can come to 10-Man Jam this year.
Oh my gosh, my heart just dropped.
Aww.
Again.
I promise you I won't bring you any strep throat.
Okay, good. That's good to know. I have two tickets. I'm going
to
put Faye's name on it. 102 fever. I'm going to write right under that.
Check her temperature.
And Faye, you get to come to 10-Man Jam this year.
That's great. Congrats, Faye.
I'm so excited.
It's the least he can do.
Not true.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Hey,
hang on.
We'll get your information, okay? 10-Man Jam happens less than 3 weeks, Mo.
Yes, Veterans Day, November 11th. It is the concert of the year. 10 artists on one stage for one night, brought to you by our friends at Bud Light. Y'all, it is going to be so much fun. And like Faye, you got to listen to win your tickets.
You got to listen to win your tickets. And here's the thing. We've moved it up this year, Eric, to Veterans Day. So this is different. A lot of people are like, oh, come November time, I'll start winning my tickets for the show in December. But it's different this year.
Yeah. Country music and the vets, they go together so well that so many of the artists are so excited to actually play this show on Veterans Day. And there's other ways you can win. You can go to thebullhouston.com right now. There are ticket stops and we're adding them like every day.
So you
need to go to the website every day, thebullhouston.com, and see all the ticket stuff. Okay,
there's one tomorrow. Then you have one on Friday, right?
Friday, yeah. Arandas Sports Bar, noon to two.
I'm at Kendra Scott on Thursday at City Center.
Are you?
Like, we're just popping up all over the place.
Check it out every day. You were talking about the reception that we got from the country music world when we told them we were doing this show on Veterans Day, November 11th, House of Blues. And everybody was like lining up saying, yep, I went in. I want to be there.
Yeah, pretty cool.
But who are you all most looking forward to? I mean, Bailey Zimmerman is a given, like Dustin Lynch.
Yep.
I told you Chris Jansen. But
you already
who
played
you?
Favorites, George.
Yeah. Yeah. Who are you looking forward to, Mo?
All of them.
Okay.
Well, you can't say
pick
that.
One. Pick one.
Yeah.
That you're super excited about. I know which one you're excited about.
If I had to pick one, Dylan Carmichael.
Yep. Oh, really?
I'd rather drink a
me about him but. Is he is like the nicest guy, but he's shy.
Sweet.
Is he? He's really shy. He's kind of a shy guy. So
okay.
It's going to be interesting to see him. Eric, if you had to pick one out of all of our lineup, we got L. King, yep. Cassie Ashton. Very looking forward to seeing Cassie Ashton.
All right. Besides, I've already said Jackson Dean, another shy guy.
I already know yours.
Yeah, you know mine. Corey Kent.
It's your man crush. That's all you need to know about Corey Kent.
Oh, that song gets me in my feelings, and you know I have so many of them.
Okay, 10-Man Jam, 8:20, next chance to win. We'll play Ticket Tag, or you can go to one of the ticket stops. Check out The Bull Houston. But remember, it's early this year, November 11th, House of Blues.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money. Because Mo knows country.
Hey, let's go to Cypress today. Logan is taking on Mo for $100. Logan, this is how you get the cash.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions. And whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. Hey, Logan, why is that?
Because it's Mo's money.
All right, Logan, tell her to get out of here. Let's see if you can win some cash, okay?
Get out of here, Mo.
Good luck, Logan.
Thank you.
Five country-related trivia questions, and Logan, they start right now. Question number one, who sang Big Green Tractor back in 2009, making farm equipment sound kind of sexy?
Jason Aldean.
Question number two, 300 nights a year touring? That's what this country star said that he should do because he's on such a roll. Can you name who wants to keep going?
Ooh, Jelly Roll.
Question number three. In 1996, she made yodeling cool again with the song called Blue. She was only 13 years old. Can you name her?
Pass.
Question number four. What iconic children's group swapped their big red car for a big red truck and just went country? Was it A, the Teletubbies, B, the Wiggles, or C, Barney?
Oh, let's go Wiggles.
Question number five. Name the song that Sam Hunt sang about doing 15 in a 30, but I ain't in no hurry. And it wasn't about the speed limit. What's the name of that song?
I can sing it. I don't know the name of it. Pass.
Oh, man. All right. Let's get Mo back in to find out what she's up against.
All right, Logan, you're going to kick yourself on that last one, buddy. But you did all right. You got 3 out of 5.
Dang it.
All right, Mo, let's see what you can do.
Okay.
Question number one, Mo.
Uh-huh.
Who sang Big Green Tractor in 2009, making farm equipment sound kind of sexy?
Was that Jason Aldean?
It was Jason Aldean.
Okay. Kenny Chesney was my second choice.
Yeah, that right? But Big Green Tractor is Jason Aldean. Like,
All right, so. 1-1.
Question number two. Mm-hmm. 300 nights a year touring.
Okay.
This country star said that when you're on a roll, you gotta keep it going.
That's it?
Who?
Yeah, that's the question.
Oh, that's the question? I don't know.
You want to pass?
Who's on tour? Name someone on tour.
Morgan Wallen.
No, it's Jelly Roll. When you're on a roll, he said he really wouldn't mind doing 300 nights a year.
Logan, that means you are winning now, 2-1.
Aww.
Question number three. Okay. In 1996, she made yodeling cool again with the song called Blue, but she was only 13 years old. Can you name her?
That's Leanne Rimes.
It is Leanne Rimes.
Blue.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Oh, this is...
sorry, Logan.
Logan, this is my last day. 2-2, you're tied again.
Let's go.
All right, question number four.
Yes.
What iconic children's group swapped out their big red car for a big red truck? Yes, they just released a country album. Was it A, the Teletubbies, B, the Wiggles, or C, Barney?
I'm going to take your hints and guess Wiggles.
It's the Wiggles. They're doing a country album,
they
y'all.
They still exist? What?
All right, 3-3 because he got that right.
All right, question number five.
Okay.
Name the song that Sam Hunt sang about doing 15 and a 30, but I ain't in no hurry. And it wasn't about the speed limit.
It's Body Like a Back Road.
Logan.
Right?
She got that right.
I'm so sorry,
Logan. What did Logan guess?
He didn't.
He said I could sing the song, but I couldn't think of the title.
I always have to sing the song to find out the title.
That's what I tried to sing it.
Logan, that means the final score was 4-3, and she kept her money today, bud.
Good job, Mo.
All right, you know what you got to say, sir, to get out of here.
This is Logan in Cypress, and Mo knows country.
She does, and we'll give you a chance to play her again tomorrow morning, 8:20, Mo knows country, $100 up for grabs, and it happens only here on the Morning Bullpen Show. Now, coming up in just about 10 minutes, we're going to talk honeymoons. What was the crisis or what was the disaster that happened on your honeymoon? Because we're trying to fix the disaster of my son's honeymoon. I got details coming up in 10 minutes here on the Bull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season, but this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.